Hello.
Hi. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitude and opinions about issues facing people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. So let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30308.
And thank you for taking my call. What year were you born?
1966.
1966, okay. Thank you again, sir. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree, graduate degree.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Are you white, African
yes.
American, or black?
Yes.
American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle East, Stern?
Nope. Nope. Let's put in there. Irish and Scottish. That's about it.
Irish, Scottish.
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you: for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, you are not registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote in the city of Atlanta.
Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Here's the first one, inflation and cost of living. Education, racism and discrimination, traffic, crime, climate change and the environment, abortion access, immigration, jobs and the economy, public transportation.
I would say crime, transportation, and climate change.
And climate change, okay. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The city of Atlanta. Are you
satisfied?
What about the Atlanta region?
Very satisfied.
Georgia.
Satisfied.
Very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Now, we'd like to for you to rate your feet, how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you neither feel warm or cold. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And you may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. If you do not know or you've never heard of the people or the groups, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. The Atlanta Beltline, from 0 to 10, what do you choose?
9.
Electric scooters.
5.
The Atlanta Police Department.
9.
Governor Brian Kemp.
7.
Artificial intelligence companies.
6.
Uber and Lyft.
7.
MARTA buses.
7.
The Atlanta City Council.
7.
Self-driving cars.
3.
MARTA trains.
7.
Mayor Andrew Dickens.
2.
How would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a minor problem.
How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Fair.
How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Fairly well.
Would you say somewhat familiar or very familiar?
Very
familiar.
Or not
too familiar? Okay.
Very familiar.
And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
Based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion or of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive opinion.
Somewhat positive or very positive?
Very positive.
What's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline? In your own words.
Freedom.
Freedom?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience, here is a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you neither agree or disagree. 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. And you may use any number between 0 and 10. The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I would say 4.
Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
Oh, 0. I don't agree with that.
I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
5.
Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
Six.
Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
0.
I feel safe riding MARTA.
6 or 7. This is 7.
MARTA says there's working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
Seven.
Which of the following statement do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roads. Or statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quicker from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
The first one.
A statement A or somewhat statement A?
Strongly statement A.
Now here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and you do not want to see it implemented. And you may use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Adding more security to MARTA stops. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
6.
Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
7.
Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
9.
Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
Japan.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
Tan.
Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
8.
Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
9.
Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
7.
Adding light rail to the Beltline.
10.
Adding extra capacity and transit to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
10.
And thank you for your patience. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline transit plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Very familiar.
Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support it. Strongly support it.
And as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline transit plan would expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When complete, the Beltline transit would link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it 150%.
And thank you again for your patience. Now, we would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it is a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that you do not at all convince his statements. And you may use any number between 0 and 10. The Beltline development is a major economic driving in the city, providing billions of dollars in investments and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplace. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
10.
When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the jobs, opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers.
10.
Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, get people out of their cars and off our roads. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city.
7.
Once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of the public transportation onto the Beltline? Beltline.
Support. Support.
Strongly.
Strongly support.
Okay.
Strongly support.
And here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement using the same scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that it is a very convincing statement about the Beltline. And 5 meaning that you feel somewhat convincing. And 0 means that you do not feel at all convincing statement. And you may use any number between 0 and 10. The Beltline train is just going to accelerate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at
0. 0.
Okay. For quality purposes, sir, I do have to finish the whole statement. But what I'll do is I'll just read a lot faster for you so we can finish.
Okay.
I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. Here's okay. The rest of it. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment. With shootings happening at MARTA stations and on a regular basis, instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safer for everyone to use. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
0.
The next one says the Beltline itself is a major driving force gratification and pushing a long time black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as out-of-town interest pours money into Thundering and our neighborhoods, into places where new people from the suburbs would feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We've got to take back our city and say no to gratification. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
2.
At $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost 3 to 4 or even $5 billion of our tax dollars? Assuming it's every actually completed, we need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
1.
And thank you again for your patience. One last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion for public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than 1 year. Go ahead.
I live in Atlanta in terms of the region or just the city?
The city. Less than 1 year, 1 to 2 years, 3 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11, 20 years, or more than 21 years, or 21
three
years.
Three to five years.
And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual. I'm gay.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Unmarried, living with partner.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Only of kitty cats, not of humans.
In politics today, thank you, sir. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
A Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm not a strong Democrat now. Well, no. Yes, I'm a strong Democrat.
And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
No. It was, let's see, probably last year, just about
$197,000. Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.